we left off last Sunday. The Gemara Daf Yud Damid Aleph. In other words, Rav Nachman by Rav Nachman by Rav Chisda Damid Havaye Hamidbiya Mitzil Chaveri Kona Chaveri. My time have a tefes lebal chayv b'mokim shechav l'achayim and is loikonim. Eis v'rover Rav Nachman. Mitzias pia la'atzmi. Amid v'ram yorim b'zman sh'omo le'bal abayis naki shimi ayayim adarim ayayim. Avol omale, so then it's l'atzmi, because he only hired him for a specific type of work, not for every kind of work. Avol omale aseim imilocho hayayim. In other words, he engaged him to do all kinds of meloches, and then he found the mitzie. So the finding of the mitzie is also part and parcel of his chires. So mele belongs to Baal HaBayis. So the question is, but it's magbia mitzie l'chaveirei. So is loikona is tefes l'baal chayim b'mokim shechav l'achirim. So how can the Baal HaBayis be zeichenet? Omalei shane peyal the yodei ki ad Baal HaBayis, since he was engaged, hired to do a certain type of work, so whatever he does is as if the Baal HaBayis himself did, and the Baal HaBayis certainly, if he picks up a mitzvah, so he's zeichenet, even though he deprived somebody else from being zeichenet. So how could it be Kiyad Baal HaBayis if the Peyal has the right to be Chazer even Bechatzi Ayim? Omalei Shane Pe V'amarav Peyal Yochel Azabe Afil Bechatzi Ayim. Omalei Kol Kamei Lohod Abe Kiyad Baal HaBayis. As long as he's not Chazer, so he's Yodish Kiyad Baal HaBayis. But if he's Chazer, then he's not a Peyal anymore, because he's Chazer, because of their Sakosuf. Eki Kihod Abay Taima Achinehu Dichsiv Kilibne Yisroel Avodim Avod Ahayim Vilo Yavodim Lavodim Omar Afri Barab Omar Bechen Hamagbiya Mitzir Chaveirei Yiskon Chaveir Evintim Amishneseinu Domat Noli Vil Yom Aschol. Now just we went over this Gemara last Sunday, but the Teisves Yochel Azabei Afil B'Chasei Vim Teima Umayka Mashlon. What's the big Chiddush? By Rav, it's a Mishnah Mefureshes. V'Al B'Ferik Umnein Loi Plige Reb Deise V'Rabonon El Reb Deise Sova Diyat Peor Atachteino V'Rabonon Savre Di Yodei Alalieno. In other words, both are made that the Peyal and the Kaplan. A Peyal is one who is hired to work per hour, let's say, 10 hours. And the Kaplan is a contractor. He was hired to do a job. Whether he does the job in 5 hours or in 20 hours, so it's the same spheres. So both are made, Reb Deis and Rabbon, that the Peyal is Yochel Azabei Afil B'Chatzi Ayim. But, except if it's a Dovah Ovud, so then he's a Mazik, so he cannot be Chazer. But if it's not a Dovah Ovud, if the Baal HaBayis, let's say, can find other workers, so then both Rabbonon and Rav Deise are made that the Peyal can be Chazer. But the machlekes between the Rabbonon and Reb Deise is whether Yad Peyal is Alieno or Yad Peyal Atachteno. The Rabbonon say a peel and the kaplan can be chayzeir, and yat peel yat kaplan is alieno. Suppose he hired the kaplan to be chayzeir the koma, to be chayzeir the wheat in the field for two slorim, that is a dinner, and then the peel is chayzeir. So the rabbon, and the peel after he finished half of the work is chayzeir. So according to the rabbon of Rablise, so in other words, he has to pay him one salah because he hired him to do a piece of work for two sloim, and he didn't complete the ksira, the piece of work, only half, 50%, so he's entitled to one salah, even though the barbaris, when he'll have to hire a person to do the other half, will have to pay him 6 dinars, because the salary of the contractor of the payer arose in the meantime. So the halacha is he has to pay him his salah, even and it's yet payal alieno, even though the rabbis will have to give 6 dinars in order to finish the other half of the piece of work. Rabbeinu says, Yoda Tachteinu. In other words, true, he has a right to be chayzeir, but he cannot say, I have a right to be chayzeir, and you sustain the loss. So if the price of work rose from 2 sloim to 12 zuz, so then he has to pay him only a shekel. And we pass like a base. So Teisa says, so what's the Kiddush by Rav that pay al yochel arz v'afil b'chatzi ayei? After all, it's in Paisim for Reshes. Bring Rabbonon, bring Rav Deise, say that the pay al and the kaplan is yochel arz, except that Rabbonon say that yat peel yat kaplan is alieno, and the rabbi has to say, sustain the loss he suffers in hiring another peel or another kaplan to complete the other half of the work. And Rabbeisi says the peel and the kaplan can be chizeya, but the peel has to sustain the loss because of the rise in the price of work. Valei b'ferik ha'umnim l'plige Rav Deise v'Rabbonon Elo Rav Deise sovra d'yakpil ha'tachteino v'Rabbonon sovra d'yode alieno avo l'kule yochel azabei v'yesh leima d'iko mashmulon d'yochel azabei v'yode alieno ki Rabbonon אפילו אם נסיעה כל פעלים בחוצי היין לאחר שחוזר בי לא יפרוס עליהם מחוצי שחורי. So if he stipulated 2 sloim for the piece of work and then the price of that piece of work rose, he has to pay him half, one salah, even though he'll sustain the loss of the rabbis. לא יפרוס להם מחוצי שחורי, ולכך מייסם מילסה דרב, דחידן דיודי עליינו, אם כן, אין יודי כיד בלבייס, אין יודי כיד בלבייס, וכי מחייה בפרק אומנים, דסיבק רבונון בסוחר יאים, ולוי בקבלונס. כלי בני ישראל עבודים נראה לי דמקום מוקים, מותר אודם להסגר עצמי, די דווקי, איבן דור, ליבני ישראל עבודים, לא יעבודים לעבודים. So in other words, he can only be a pale, not an event. So the Arishenim who say, that אינו חנעמי, that the Mordechai, for example, the Agoy Sagor mentions that his shita is that a person is not allowed to make a contract for more than 3 years. Why? Because more than 3 years is like an eved, is like promising to be an eved, because an eved ivri is a vacation, and a payal is mishneis chasoch. So in other words, 3 years. So a payal is not allowed to make a contract with the balabais to work for more than 3 years. There is a tshuva by the Chasam Sefer that a rov is allowed to make a contract even for life. Why? Because the contract with the rov, since a rov is a mono atzibo, so you're not allowed to fire a rov unless it's not good for the rabbonis, so then you are allowed. But just like this, I don't like your nose of the rov, so then it's not allowed. So the contract is only for the advantage of the rov, that the kehile should not fire him after 3 years. So mele, as far as the kehile is concerned, so they are not avodim when they promise not to fire a rov, because mono atzibo, there is a nisa not to fire, except if he's not good for the rabbonis. So then, of course, you are allowed, but you have to show that he's not good. And the same thing applies to a rabbi, to a rosh yeshiva, to any melamed in a day school, which are not private employees. If somebody hires a melamed to teach his son at home, then he can fire him without any reason. I don't want you as the melamed. I don't like your nose. But a rabbi who is a mono hakol, you're not allowed to fire unless you have a reason. All right. Now the next Mishnah. Roes hamtzio v'nofololeo uboache v'herzikvo ruvein sodem mitzie, and he wanted to become it. So actually he could become it by means of the Aladamis, because the Chachomim or Misaki, the Aladamis is the reshus of the person. So it's like Chotza. But he indicated his intention not to be kenyet with food aladames, but to be kenyet through nefile. And then, so he couldn't be kenyet with aladames, because bal kochei, there is no kenyet. And if the person fell on it, why did he fall on it? So obviously, because he didn't want to be kenyet by the mere fact that the Metziah was within Daladames, and he was the first one to approach the Daladames of the Metziah. So, if that was his intention, so then he shouldn't have fallen on it. If he fell on it, so that's an indication, a Gilut Das, that he wanted to be kenyet by falling. But falling is no kenyet. So mele, if after he fell on the mitzie, bo'achav herzik bo, so zesh herzik bo zohab, ishin kubetzesim bo mitzie, ve'atul ishenis. One loshen, the second loshen, is that u'bo'achav herzik bo means the second one came and the mamish picked it up, so it's hagvoy. So you understand as to why the second one is eich, because the first one could have been eich through the daladames before the hagvoy by the second one, But since he fell, so he indicated his intention not to be kene through the Adamis, but to be kene through Nifile, and Nifile is no kinyan. So Mimele, the second one who made the Agboye, so he is kene. But there is one Lashon Shirim Kubetzes that says that to go achav herzik bo doesn't mean that he mamish picked it up. But Boachav Herzig Bo, the second one came and he grabbed it like this without picking it up. So the one who grabbed it like this, so he's there. The question is, Shigubetzes asks, what kind of a king yet? If you don't pick it up, you just grab it like this, so why is it more than falling on it? Well, there is one difference. When you fall on it, you don't hold it at the edges of the mitzi. You just lie on it. But when you hold it like this, so that's more of kinyan yad. But it's not the real kinyan yad. Because as far as chotzer is concerned, so even without holding it, he's kene. And some mele, the first one, so approach the daladames of the mitzie before the second one. So he should be zeich. But the first one cannot be zeich because he indicated, he was migale das, that he doesn't want to be kene through daladames. He wants to be kene through nefile, and nefile is no maizekinye. So Mele, the second one is kene. What's the pshat? So the pshat is that the second one is kene because also what's the kene? Not hagboye. Hagboye is only when you pick it up. But if you don't pick it up, you just hold it. So then that's not hagboye. But since the Daladames is kene, and the second one also has the mitzvah in his aladames, except that on the bay from the perspective of the aladames alone, so the first one, Reuven, was the first one to approach the mitzvah within the aladames of the mitzvah. But the second one also came within the daladames of the mitzvah, and then in addition, without picking it up, he was holding it. So that means that the second one, it's more within the reshus of the second than within the first one, because the first one just has daladames. The second one has daladames plus holding on to the edges of the mitzvah. So Mele, it's more within the reshus of the second one than within the reshus of the first one. So that's why the second one is kene. Omar Ishlokish Mishumah became badly. Abami Shalodom Kenesli Bechol Mokim. What does it mean, Bechol Mokim? So, there is a shaila whether it means even versus Rabbim, or it means Bechol Mokim means even a symptom, not only in the Chotzer Shal Shneim, so even a symptom. Not only in the Sode of Balabais, let's say, like an Oni, who has his chus to go into the Sode of the Balabais and belake the Lekechikol Peye, but even a symptom. Abame Shalodom Kinis Libachomok, my time, Kino Rabonon de Leoselansui, Chachom Lomisakein. That Daladames should be kene, in order that if Daladames wouldn't be kene, so there would be conducive to conflicts. between one person and another, let's say Ruvain approaches a Mitzie within the Daladames of Mitzie, and then a minute later Shimon approaches, so each one will say, well, it was within my Daladames and I worked harder, I had to run in order to have the Mitzie within Daladames. You are somoch to the Daladames of Mitzie anyway. You didn't exert any work. So the Chachomim are misaking the Daladames Shalodom Kinil Chomokim. Suppose there are two people who have the Mitzie within their Daladames. So then the first one is king. The first one is king. Now Rashi says, Kenesley im Yeish Viveisov Dvar Hefker Einacha Rashoi Litevse. So in other words, that the Aloche of Daladames Kenesley B'chol Mokim applies even to a Mitzie, to a Dvar Hefker. And the second one is not allowed. So it's not allowed. Now, Rav Netam is chilik on Rashi. Because Rav Netam says, now, so, Omar Abaye, Meisif Afriye by Yisif Peye. Omar Rove, Meisif Rav Yaakov Barayide Nizok. And this halachi of Rish Lakish, that Abames is kene, so Abaye esti kashi from the Mishneh of Peye, and Rove est Kashe from the Mishneh of Nezikin, the Sao Mishneh. Omar Abaye, Meisif Rapchie Bayesif Peye, Notel Mitzas Peye, Vizorak Lasho. If one only, he came into the Sode, so he collected a Mitzas of the Peye, and then before he collected the other piece of the part of the peye, so he threw the mixas that he already collected on top of the other peye that was yet as yet uncollected. Only boykum, no follow law. Suppose he fell on the peye. What does it mean, Mavir Nisi Menu? In favor of somebody else who is first to collect it. Because the first one, he only fell on it. He threw his talis on it. But he didn't collect it. The second one, even though he was second to the first one. In the Daladames, but as far as Mamish collecting it, he was the first one. So then Bezdin is Mavia, the first one, in favor of the second one. So Teisve says, Afl Rosh Alei Mikre, the Afl Gav the Oni Amaper Bechore Ubacha Venotli Mikre Roshe. Heine mishum de efshali le mitrach u le mizban are achriti. Avo bin ziri bi hefker di leke le memeroche afil rosh le mikre. So that's is chilik an Rashi, because Rashi says daladame shalodam kene le bichol mokim. So he says im yesh veisov dor hefker. So the first one is Cain. The first one is Cain. Why is Cain? Is Cain with the Daladames? But the second one also has Daladames. So Tabnutam. So the question is, Mavirnesimenu means that Bezdin will not, if the second one gathers the peye, so Bezdin will not be made to him, but Bezdin will not help the second one to keep it, will not help to keep it, because the second one is a Roshe when he does it. He has a legal right, but he doesn't have a moral right, alpidini moral right to do it, because only Amapa Bechore Wacham Tolim Nikarosh. Why is he Nikaroshe? So the Mordechai in Dushan says, because it's inconsistent of a Sisa Ayoshavate. In other words, a person, a Jew, has to act in a just way, in a fair way. So if one person is matriach himself to get something, a mitzia, even a mitzia, that he couldn't get it anywhere else, so the other person is not allowed to grab it away from him. Rav Netam is chelik. Rav Netam says, when do we say only amap bechor el bach and not limen nikheroshe? Only if it is something that he could get somewhere else, but it'll have to be matriach himself. Suppose one person has been negotiating to rent an apartment in a certain building. Ruven has been negotiating for a few days with the landlord to get an apartment for a certain rent, but he didn't consummate the agreement yet. Then Shimon, who is very shrewd, comes and he negotiates quickly with the landlord because he gives him a little bit higher rental, and then he makes a contract. So then we say only hamape v'chore v'ach avnot l'imer nikarosh, because Shimon is a rosh, he's ever on Moses HaYoshavateiv, because it's not the only apartment that is available. He can get an apartment in another building in the same neighborhood. Mashenkim in Tzie, if we take it away from him, so then Ruvein will not have an opportunity to find another Mitzie. It's not a Mitzie, it's not something that is a Dova Motsu. So then he's not a Rosh. He's not a Rosh. In other words, let's say in the time when people found out, I mean, dog in Louisiana for gold, and if one person found gold and the other person, let's say, heard that there is gold in a certain spot, and he came quickly and he dug out a lot of gold, so there it was like a mitzvah. He couldn't find gold in digging in another place, just in this place. So according to Rashi, the other person would be Roshe, he would be Iver, and the essay of Asis HaYoshvatev. And according to Rav Netam, since it's not Dovar HaMotzu, it's not like an apartment, so he's not a Roshe. Now, in the din, afil Roshe l'mikre, ve'afil gavioni ha'mape b'chore, u'ba'ach ha'venot l'nikre Roshe, ha'yim ishum, de'efshale l'mitra kol mizben ha'rachit, avu m'tzir b'hefker, d'lek l'meim roche, afil Roshe l'mikre. Now, the mashalim b'vakame has a whole simen about oni ha'mape b'chore, and yered l'sichum neschaver. So the Mashal says there that there are two kinds of oni amap b'chore. There is one kind of oni amap b'chore where it's only iver and the iseresi, as the Mordechai in Dushan says. And then there is another kind of oni amap b'chore when it's yered l'sichum neschaver. In other words, when a mamesh deprives the other person of the opportunity to make a living. Let's say a certain person has been negotiating with another employer for a certain job, and he was close to it. And then a second person came and quickly consummated an agreement with the employer. So then it's not only an Isarese. The Mashal says, then is either an Isargesel. Now the real love of Zele, the real love of Zele applies to Teifis Mom Chavere, like Vayigzel Hamis Miramis. But if he just deprives another person of the opportunity to make a living, then it's Nichlal in the love of Lisigzel. And the Mokeya for that Marshal is a Gemara at the end of overcoming. Kuf Yutes Amud Aleph. Omer Rabbi Eichon, Kol HaGezel Es Chaveri Shove Pute Kilo Neitil Nishmose Mimenu Shenema Kein Orcheis Kol Bitzia Besa Es Nefesh Beolov Yikach. It's Mamesh the Avak of Shechos Domim too. If you deprive a person of his livelihood, ואימר ואוכל בצירךו ולחמךו בנךו ובניסךו ואימר מחומז בני יהודו אשר שופכו דמנוקי בארצו ואימר על שאול ובייס אדומים על אשר הימס הסגבין מי ואימר וחיתה עם הנפש דידי אבל נפש בונוף ובני סופלי תושמע פסר בונוף ובני סופ וחיתה מהן מלאיכד לא יבדום אבל היכד לא יבדום אלוהי תושמע מחמאס בני יהודה ששופכו דמנוקי בארצו וחיתה מהן מלאיכד גבד ביודאי ונממש takes way like ויגזל הסכניס מרמיצרי אבל גרום אלי just deprives a person of revach, of me, not revach, one time, but every day of making a living, so then he's not a gazlan. So, Toshma, El Shol Vobis Adomim, Al Asherhimi Sesagivim. In other words, that the Bnei Shol were Nenesh for the Avere, the Chol committed in depriving the Gevenim of their livelihood. But how did Chol deprive the Gevenim of their livelihood? Because Chol killed the Kehanim at that time. So, and the Gevenim worked for Nevira Kehanim by killing the Kehanim. So the Gevenim lost the opportunity to make a living. So it's considered as if Shaul had gazled and had killed the Gevenim. Elo, Miteich Shoak Nevi Rakianim, Shema speaking Lemayim Mosein, Malol of Akosuv, Kiilu Hogan. So the Marshal in Bukame says that there is one type of on Yamaf Bechore when you're not here, the Sechumus Chaver, then you're only either an Isaresi of a Sisaya Shabbateif. But when you're Mamesh, here the Sechumus Chaver, so then Masigvu, so then you are either on the sixth. This is the Marshal in Bukame. Because of this Gemara, the Mashal in his Beor and his Mag, so he says that the Iser of Asogis Gvul, not the love of Asogis Gvul that is mentioned in Shaftim, that applies only to Karke and only to Eretz Yisrael. But in the Teirache, in Kisove, Oro Masi Gvul Re'eyu, so that Yisrael of Oro Masi Gvul Re'eyu applies to Asoges Gvul of Parnose also. Now, but the Yisrael of only Amape Bechore Ubaacha V'not Le'imenu Nikroshe. So that is Gemore in Gdush Daf Nun Tes. Daf Nun Tes Amud Aleph, in the middle of the Amud. Rav Gidl have a mehafich bahu are. Rav Gidl was trying to buy a certain piece of land, of property. But he didn't consummate the agreement yet. Also Rav Abbe Zabne. So Rav Abbe, not knowing that Rav Gidl was already negotiating to buy this piece of property, so he bought it quickly. Also Rav Gidl Kabel Rav Zere. So Rav Gidl complained against Rav Abbe before Rav Zere. Also Rav Zere Vikibli Rav Yisok Nafre. So Rav Zere mentioned that grievance by Rav Gidl against Rav Abbe to Rav Yitzchok Nafre. Omalei hamtina chiyale eslinu l'regel. Because Yontev, they would come to hear the droshe of the Rebbe in Hilchas Hag. Kisolik ashkechei omalei oni mahape bechore Uba'achav not le'imenu mai omale nikorosh. So the Mordechai Induction says, why is it nikorosh? Because he was Eve here and Rosisa Yoshavate. Ma my time of Bidach. So you know that the din of Oni Amav Bechore Uba'achav tol imenu nikorosh. So why did you, Rav Abbe, buy the property that Rav Gidl was negotiating and put in some work on it in order to buy it? Omalei la'aviedan, I didn't know that Rav Gidl was negotiating. The Mecher didn't tell me that. Hashtename neisvinrei. So Rav Yitzchok Nafre said to Rav Abbe, but now you know, so give it back to him. In other words, you pay him. You'll get, Rav Gidl will pay you the same amount of money that you pay to the landlord. Omalei zvunelei mazbininelei de'areka maisi v'lemisamne milsi. Because it was my first endeavor to buy a piece of property, and people say that if you fail in the first endeavor, so it's not a good thing. It's not a mean of superstition. But if a person fails in the first endeavor, he becomes frustrated and he becomes discouraged. So memele, so without being superstitious, so it's not a good thing to buy it. So omalei Iboyes bimatone nishkale. So Rav Gidl was so nice, he said, I'll give it to you, away to you, and you don't bimatone, you don't have to pay a pen. So Rav Gidl loinochis lo tichsi v'seini matone shich. Even though Rav Abbe made an offer to Rav Gidl to give him matone, he refused to accept it free, because with money he was willing to accept it, but Rav Avi didn't want to take money because he'll become discouraged. It was his first endeavor in buying property. So, but Matone, Rav Gidl didn't want to receive the same Matone Sich. Rav Avi Nochesley, Mishum Dope, Rav Gidl. But Rav Avi didn't want to keep it, because he was there and was Sisayo Shavatei B'sheik. Maybe he was not even B'sheik, because he didn't know. But now Mitzad was Sisayo Shavatei, he didn't want to keep it. So, Loi Mar Nochisla, Loi Mar Nochisla. So it became the property of the Talmud Chachamim, because two Talmud Chachamim didn't want to take it because of Midas Chassidus. So Mele, the Talmudim were able to occupy it and live there. So that's the source for the Aloche of Oni Amav Bechor. So Pirish Bekuntres, so Teisu says, Afun Tes. Pirish Bekuntres, di Meire Bechore shal Hefka, vi Koshem hod itnam bishnaim orzin, roes am Tzio v'nofru yaleo, oi she Pirish talisi yaleo, ubaacha v'notlo hare yishalei, v'chein hod ikom arosom, mi shalik it niksas peye, ופירש תליסי עליו, מעביר ניסי ממנו ועמי, עוני מהפר בחורל, ואם הרב נתם דייסר די מהפר דנוקת אוכל, לא ישייך, אלו, דווקא כשריצה עוני להרוויח בסחירס, או כשריצה לקניס דברכות, וחברי מגדים בקיני, in other words, when he's not depriving him of the opportunity to get a piece of property, because it's not the only apartment that is available to buy or to rent. There are other apartments. He'll have to be matriach himself. But where it's a nian of mitzie, so then there is no iser of oni amat v'chor. אבל אם הוא יאחור את ההפקר, לכאיסה, שאם לזוכו בזייס, לא ימצא אחרס. ומי הוא קושה מהי לפרק ויחפר. יקום הרוסום מרחיקים מן הדוג, כמלי ריצס הדוב, אף על פי שיש של ההפקר. In other words, if you are a fisherman, so if one fisherman was already close to catching the fish, then a second one takes it away from him, so it's also. So over there too, you can't catch fish so easily, because it's hefker. Nira de osaman taimen neishu yehirit lumnosi. So that's the marshal's right, that where it's not just an Indian of taking away one piece, one mitzvah, but it's a question of making a living. So a fisherman, so they made a living by finding a good spot in the river or in the sea where you can catch fish, and other spots you can't get fish. So it's not a question of establishing, you know, a trap for catching fish for one time. It's a question of establishing a trap for catching fish every day. So there is a nian of yerdus echumnes chavere. So then it's a nian of hasoges gvul. So the mashal says, so it's nichlal in the love of the sigzel and the iser of all masik gvul reil. כהידי כובה הושם חי במבויה די כרחי ואושה במבויה ויקה בעדי מוץ לעקוב עלי דיקום עלי דיקום פסקס לחיוס in other words the dinner of Hasogis will unfair competition in other words if one Ben Movi opened up his store in that Movi then another person who lives in the same Movi has a right because he can say to the first one just as you are entitled to make a living I also am entitled to make a living but somebody who is from another Movi or let's say from another Movi means another section in today's terms it means from another section
another neighborhood
would try to open up his store unless there is an opportunity for both stores to make a living but if there is no opportunity for both stores to make a living so then it involves a niyin of hasogezvu so then it's also even if it's an Indian that you couldn't get anywhere else the commonly paschal chiyus veido ime rabin mei arovi shal rabitam di mayre bideg meis shachin derach al ayogim vohosim bintzudes dog meis vahadogim misasvim shom so when the other fishes see one dog that is in the trap so they all come and they become trapped too a fisherman you know who establishes a trap for fish so if Reuven established a trap for fish Shimon is not allowed to establish a trap in the same spot because he's depriving Reuven of his panosaya. וכי מי שזה פירש מסדו שהתחילו ועל דימי זה שאוסו זה מסספים שום סוביב ודאים רחבי רפירש חבו כאילו גייז אלי that's the right of the marshal that it's נכלל in the love of the six ויוכלים עלי תוכל אסס כאין ממוק המחר ומכאן נראה למרין הרב הבגיצחוק שאוסו למלמד להזכיר עצמי לבעל הבייס שיש להם מלמד אחר בבייסי כל זמן שהמלמד בבייסי שמאחר שהוא סוחר שום ילך המלמד מוקם אחר להסתכר שום אם לא ישיהיה מבעל הבייס דין רציני להקיף המלמד שלי so in other words you have such interiors today but that's the psak opinion let's say if, let's say, a certain school had him Lamed, and then they fired him, and that school is not going to rehire him. We know that the Metzias is such. So then another Lamed has the right to apply for that position. But if they didn't fire him as yet, but there are certain parents who are disconnected, pressure upon the Board of Education, the Board of Directors, the way it is done in Chicago, New York, in every city in the United States. So then is Eivar Nisa of Hasogis Bull.
Hasogis Bull, if he tries to remove that first guy out of
that's place, right. If he was already fired and the board of directors are determined not to rehire him again, then he has a perfect right to apply for that position. Because it will be zenene vizele chosea. So it will be unfair on the part of the first Melamed to interfere. But if he wasn't fired as yet, and there is a possibility that the Board of Education will talk to the first Melamed, he should do his best, and with the guidance by the principal, he'll be better Melamed. Then it's also for the second Melamed to show his strength.
But is that only by Melamed Tanokas, or is it
every
different?
Worker, every worker,
every
the same thing is true. The same thing, the same thing is true of somebody who is has a chazok who has tenure to be carpenter,
right,
in certain homes, and then another carpenter who thinks that he does a better job will try to convince the Balibatim that they should fire the regular, the heretofore carpenter, and that they should hire him. So it will be the same reason. And it can nira le marino Rav Yitzchok שעושה למלמד להסגר עצמי לבייס שיש למלמד אחר בבייסי כל זמן שהמלמד בבייסי שמאחר שהוא סוחר שום ילך המלמד במקום אחר להסתכר שום אם לא ישיים לבייס דין רציני להקיף המלמד שלי אבל אם סוחר בבייס במלמד אחד יוכל בבייס אחר להסגרי סמלמד עצמי ואין יוכל לימה לי אבל הבייס ליח וסחי המלמד אחר דינים עלי אין רציני על זה שהרי כדומה לי שזה ילמד בני יופי מלמד אחר so the Yisea is only upon the Melamed because it's much more difficult to get a position as a Melamed or as any worker than to find a worker or a contractor to do the job for the Balabais. In other words, the supply is more than the demand is more than the supply. Okay, so there's the demand here.
Demand for a cheder teacher is stronger than the supply?
Demand for a job?
No, I mean the demand for the job is more.
Which than job?
For the job to have a good Melamed, you have a shortage of good Melamedim, you see, all over the world.
Right. There's a shortage of teachers.
Yeah, a shortage of good teachers.
Oh.
Not good teachers, there is an oversupply of that. Alright. Now, Omar Rav Meisif Kaviav Rabbi Yaakov Baridin Zokin Omar Rabbi Meisif Afriye Bayesif Peye Nofel Mixes Peye Vizorak Lashor Ein Lebo Klum Nofel Oleo Piris Talisi Oleo Mavir Nisi Imenu Vechein Beim Ashikri Vi Amret Ava Ami Shalodom Keines Lei Vechomokei Nikno Lei Ava Ami Zdidei Hochem Mayaskinon כליום הרקני ויתיקן רבונן כליום המי הווה כיבן צד גמור עשז כיבן דין אופל כל הדיית דמפיל ניחלי דניקני ואבא עמס לא ניחלי דניקני so it's like a גילודס רב פופר אומר כית כינו לי רבונן אבא עמס בעלמי. Now there's another girsi that goes across says besoded the alma. There's a difference. Soded the alma means in a sode, but the alma means in any place, in a simto and perhaps even with a sarat. Kitkin or abon abame is the alma, besoded barabai is loitkin or abon. Even though the oni has a right to enter the sort of rabbis to collect the electrical pay. So, Afal gav di zochali rachmona bigavo, ki zochali rachmona luchebo, vilim kute pay, limeva chatsir li zochali. So I mentioned, I think, last week that there is a difference between Maiseroni and Lekechikope. Maiseroni, so it belongs to the Ani in a collective way, even before the Afroshe. The Afroshe only determines which specific Oni will have it. So the Balabais, even before the Afroshe of Maiseroni, has only a Tevis Hanoi, but he doesn't own it. Mashenki Malekechikopeye, until the Oni collects it, so it belongs to Balabais. The Rai is from the Mishnah in Peye, that the Mishnah in Peye says that if a Balabais takes his stick and he threatens the Anim from entering the Sode because he'll hit them over with the stick, so then he's Eiver and the Isa Medivre Kabole, Rizigzel is Dal Kidalo. Why does the Mishnah mention the Posek in Divrei Kabbalah in Mishlei? The Mishnah should mention the love of Lishigzel. The answer is, by Maiseroni Einachanami, if let's say, the Balabais will take a stick and threaten anybody to take the Maiseroni, so it'll be Eivel Lishigzel, because it's Momen Aniim, and Balabais only has the right of Tevis Hanoi, but if he threatens all the Anim, so then it's not Shayach to say Tevis Hanoi. Masheinke Malekechik Ropeye, until the Oni collects it, is the moment of the Balabais. And the Balabais is Eivea. The Ese of Loni will agia Tazifeso, but he's not Eivea any Issa of the Sixth. So that's why the Gemara says, so in Simte, Daladamus is Kene, but in Sodev Achaya, so even Anim don't have a Kene of Daladamus because it's the Chotzer of the Balabais. Omarove, Meisiv,
Rabia.
Rav Yaakov Baridin Nizok Roe Samtzie V'nofel Yoleo Ubo Acher V'herzik Bo Ze Sheherzik Bo Zoche Bo V'yamret Arba Ame Sholodom Kenis Livichol Mokeim Niknu Le'arba Ame Zdidei Ochem Mayaskinon Dli Oma Rak V'tikn Rabonon Kli Oma Mayave Kibn Dinofel Sintas Kibn Nofel Galle deited in vielen Nichalei. Die Nikne ba'aba ames loin Nichalei die Nikne. Chafjeje soma, kit kin rabonon bisimte, de li dach gerabin, beshus rabin, di kodach gerabin, so loit kin rabonon, wo bechol mokim koma, kol mokim la suye siderishus rabin, so siderishus rabin manat, Bisman Chazal are not like the sidewalks today, because Bisman Chazal, not only the behemoths walked on the gutter, but even the human beings walked on the gutter.
What but some
on the gutter, on the gutter, on the road. But if there was rush hour and the gutter was crowded, so certain human beings decided to walk, you know, on the avonim that were placed near the buildings. So that's Siderishus Rabim. Mashenkin today, where human beings walk only on the sidewalk, so then the sidewalk is the real Rishus Rabim. V'yomar ishlokish mishma v'kim badali k'tano ein lo chotzer v'ein lo abamis. ורבי יחנה משום רבי ינה יאמר יש לו חוצר ויש לו אבמס נראה מחלקת בתוין רבי יחנה נריש לוקיש אסתו עדר הקטנו היזה קין חוצר וגדי לו so the Baal can give her a get and throw the get in a חוצר because חוצר מתם יד ישראל by Gdil How do we know that Chotzam Itam Yad is Raboy? We know it from the Posik, Vinosam Biodo, Enlil Biodo, Dago Hatsiro Vitafi from Nai, Talima Biodo Mikolmok. So that's by Delo. But by Ktano, there is a Machlekes between Rabbeich and Rish Lakish, whether if the Baal throws the get in the chotzer of the ish or the ktano, whether she is mugreshes or she is not mugreshes. So Rish Lakish says, ktano ein lo chotzer vein lo abamis. Rabbeich and Rish Lakish omar, yeish lo chotzer v'yeish lo abamis. V'maikom mifligi. Marshava chotzer mifm yodo yisrabri. Keched isli yad chotzer nami isli. So that's Rabbi Yechon mishum Rabbi Yana. Umarshava Rish Lakish holds chotzer mishum shlichas yisrabri. V'keched ishlichas lesli chotzer nami lesli. Now Rav Chaim is not in the same way. But Rav Chaim asked the kashi, how can we say chotzer mishum shlichas yisrabri? Whenever you appoint a shliach so to do a kinyan, to buy a piece of land, to do a kinyan chazoke, to make a kinyan mishicha, to make a kinyan agboye, or to buy a piece of land with kesef, so or the meicher appoints a shliach to be made, to write a shtar, I mean, or to accept the kesef from the keach, or to give bishtar matone, a piece of land. So then the shliach does a maisikin, mshicha, agboye, chazoke, kesef. He does a maisikin. But how can you say chosam shum shlichas yisrabri? What kind of a kinyan does the chosam do? He makes him shiche the chotzer. He makes a agboye. I mean, that's ridiculous. No maisi kinyan. So how can Rish Lakish say chotzer mishum shlichas yisrabri? So Rav Chaim gives the teretz that even Rish Lakish, who says chotzer mishum shlichas yisrabri, so he's made it that this kind of shlichas is different than any other kind of shlichas. Any other kind of shlichas, so the shliach does a maise kinyan on behalf of the mishalach. Mishiche, agboye, misire, chazoke, whatever, kesef, whatever. But this, the shlichas of the chotzer is that through the medium of shlichas, the chotzer becomes the yad of the baal chotzer. So according to Rabbi Yechanan, the chotzer is the yad of the baal chotzer directly, without recourse to the medium of shlichas. And according to Rish Lakish, so it doesn't, the chotzer does not become a yad of the baal chotzer directly, but only through the medium of shlichas, because the baal chotzer wants the chotzer to be his yad, so memele it becomes the yad of the baal chotzer. So in final analysis, what is the bottom line? The bottom line is that the kinyan is yad. The kinyan is yad. With that we'll be able to understand the Gemara farther.
In other words, the machlekes is whether you appoint the chotzer to be a shliach or not.
In other words, not whether the chotzer becomes the yad of the baal chotzer for the medium of shliches, or the chotzer is the yad of the baal chotzer directly without the medium of shliches. What's the nafkemine? If it's the yad of the baal chotzer directly, so even a ktano can be kene for chotzer, just as a baal can put a get in the hand of the ktano and she is midrashis. So the baal can throw the get in the chotzer of the ktano and she'll be midrashis. If we say that the chotzer is not a yad of the balachos directly, but only through the medium of shliches. So mele, there is aloha by shliches that the mishalach and the shliach have to be bnidas, and the chotzer is not a bnidas, so he cannot become a shliach. Because the chotzer has no das.
And so, then the cotton is, the bal is no das.
Yeah, and the ktano, that's right. And the ktano has no das. So, yeah, I mean, you're right. I mean, because the ktano has no das. The fact that the cotton, the chotzer has no das, so there's the yalfuse of gage chaseire ve'akif minayin talmim abiyodim mikol mokim. But that Gzeres HaKosuf only tells us that we don't require legabe chotzer the das of the shliach, for which the chotzer becomes the yad of bala chotzer. But he doesn't tell us that we don't require legabe chotzer the das of the mishalach. We still require the das of the mishalach, and if the bala chotzer is iktano, so then there is no das. Marsova. So the Gemara is the Kash. Mi kemando oma chosa mishum shlichas Yisraboy. Vatanya biyode gabi gneivo. Im imotzi it imotzi biyode agneivo. So the ganef is mechuyev to pay keif. Now here there is a very important Rash. Gage chatzir ve'atife minayim. Talmud leimar imotzi timotzi mikol mokim. Minay shim nichnis oshom. V'noal b'foneo ligeim voshu chayim. So Rashi tells us that even though the ganef can become mechuyef in keivu, as a result of the chayfetz falling into his chotzer, but if the bala chotzer is completely passive, let's say he looks through the window and he sees how accidentally a certain chayfetz of a person falls into his chotzer, and let's say a tzvi shovel runs that belongs to Ruvain, runs into the chotzer of Shimon, and Shimon looks through the window and he enjoys it, and then there is wind and the wind shuts the gates of the chotzer, and then the tzvi shovel remains trapped in the chotzer of Shimon. Then even though Shimon had das to acquire it, the agneve, but since he was completely passive, so he is not chayev ziganef. In other words, one cannot become mechuyev ziganef in a passive way, only if he does a maise. So what is a maise? If he closes the gate behind the tzvi shovo or the gezel, tzvi shovo, a deer that is crippled and he cannot run, so then he becomes a ganef. But if the ganef is completely passive, even though he wants to become it, without any maise, he doesn't become a ganef. Even though he does a kinyan, the kinyan is chotzer, but chotzer is a passive kinyan. It's not a maise kinyan. So mele he cannot be kene through a passive kene. A ganef cannot be kene through a passive kinyan. A ganef can be kene only through an active maise kinyan, not a passive kinyan. And chotzer is a passive kinyan. So the Gemara's kashi is מי כמנדום החוצה משום שליחס ישרה בויה ועתניה ביודי אין לי אלא ביודי גג אחד צירה וכפיפה מנעים תמולים ארים מוצאים מכל מוקר ויסל כדאי את החוצה משום שליח השיחה פה יהיה אם תמוצינו שליח לדבר אוויר ותיימלון אין שליח לדבר אוויר תיימלון אין שליח לדבר אוויר אומר רבינה היכה אמרינו דין שליח לדבר אוויר היכה די שליח בחיובהו אבל בחוצה הדלה בחיובהו מחייב של So when do we say ein shliach v'avire when the shliach is a bach yuve? So then we can say divrei harav, divrei talmid, divrei mashem. Mashem kein what the chotzar is the shliach. So the chotzar is certainly not iver and resignate. So mele we cannot say divrei harav, divrei talmid, divrei mashem. So that's why Rish Lakish says that the shliach, that the chotzer can become a shliach to become the yad of the Baal HaChotzer to accept the neve in the chotzer. So the Gemara asks the kasha, El ma'ato ha'im al yisho ve'evet tzu gimbuli d'lav nechayu v'ninuach namen v'chayiv shilcha. So, because however the Yisho Priyosongo, so Achevel Ben Chayev Veim Shechovel Bachirim is Ptur. So the Gemara gives the simple terrors. Yisho Ve'evet Amret Yisho Ve'evet Mechayu Veninu V'hashtem Mi'a Lesliu Lishlume Ditnan Nisgar Shoevet Nishtach Ho'evet Chayov Nishal. So Rav Kveiger in the Chedushim, in the regular Chedush Rav Kveiger, we don't have it here. In the regular Chedush Rav Kveiger, he says, Rizochis Lom, what was the Hava Minute? The Teres of the Gemara is, the Tisha Ve'evet are Bachiyuve in Tashlum. And the Hava Minute was that since they don't have any money of their own, they're not even Mechuyev. So the Teretz is Mechuyev they are, but they have nothing to collect from. So they are Mechuyev B'Tashlum. But as the Havamin of the Gemara was that since they don't have any assets, so then they're not Mechuyev. A person cannot be considered Mechuyev to pay 1,000 zuz or kefil, 2,000 zuz, when he doesn't have a penny. But even the Havamin of the Gemara certainly knew that an Eved V'Yisho Arever and the love of Lissig Nevo. So Mele, how can the Gemara ask Ikashe? How can the Gemara ask Ikashe El Mato Heim Al Yisho V'Eved Tzukim V'Li the love Mechayuveninu? True that the Havamin of the Gemara assumed that since they don't have the Isha, don't have any money, so they're not Mechuyev Tashlumin. But the Havamin also knew that the Areiver and the love of Lissig Nevo, some male, what kind of Ikashi is it? They are Mechuyev, so that's why we say Yishliach L'Vavir. Yishliach L'Vavir. So now let's see the machlekes between Rashi and Tesis as to the time, as to why you say ein shliach l'vavir. Rashi says the time when b'kedushin fered base b'achiyuvu shafum muzar adovo hosom poter ha'shleach. תאמרין עלי דברי הרב ודברי התלמי דברי משם ולהוי עלי לאסיס. So Rashi says that it's his for
Tesis. God tells you one thing and the Yetzer tells you another.
Because the Torah tells us not to steal. So, and the human being tells us to steal. So to whom should we listen? To HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not to the human being. So, according to Rashi, it's based upon Svar. Tesis, however, says ein Schlech und Avere, Beferiko ich mit Kadeisch, Ike die Alif mich gute Chutz, Tich sieb hu wie Leuschluch, Ike die Alif mich um der Havelei, Meile und Fiche, Schnick so wie ma Boim Kerchot, Die ich Schlech Weimlam. So what is the Machlekes between Rashi and Tespis? Why does Rashi explain it on the basis of Svore, of Divrei Harav, Divrei HaTalmud? And that Svore is mentioned in Gemara in Kedushin, Daf Mem Aleph. Rashi didn't fabricate that Svore. And Tespis, in spite of the fact that the Gemara Daf Mem Aleph so mentions the Svore of Divrei Harav, Divrei HaTalmud Sheni. So Tesfes mentions Ialfus if I'm Shute Chutz. In other words, that Huvelo Shelchov or Mile Utvichashnik Summa Boim Kiachot, so Im Lamdim, so it's a limit in the reverse way that only in these two there is Shlech Vavere and Mile Utviche. But in other things,
which two things?
Mile and Tviche. Mile behegdish, so yeshliach vavere. If Ruvin tells Shimon to take out a chevish or hegdish lichum, so then Ruvin is chayev. And by tviche, so if the ganef tells the shliach to shecht the sheir v'seh, so the ganef, the mishalach, is chayev. Why does Tesfes like Rashi's pshat? So I think Tesfes doesn't like Rashi's pshat because of Habkevigas Kashi, because Tesfes was also disturbed by Habkevigas Kashi. How does the Gemara and the Havamini ask, how can you say in Shliach Vavere? So how can you say that Chotza Mitam Shlich Hashis Raboye and Mele Kitane, who does not have a Shliach, because Kitane has no das to appoint a Shliach, so Mele she cannot be Kene. I get through Chotza, but we find that Chotza is Kene by Ganef and Gneve is Idvaravere. And still, there is a shlichas lidvaravir. There is a shlichas lidvaravir. So that's so true. The havamini of the Gemara was that ish of eved are not bachiyuve in tashlumim if they don't have any money. So it's so they're not bachiyuve. The terrace of the Gemara is even if they don't have a penny. So then they are still bachiyuve to pay, except that bezdin has nothing to collect from, but they are mechuyev b'tashlumim. But the gehavami of the Gemara was that if they don't have one second, please. The gehavami of the Gemara was that if the Evet and the Isho don't have any money of their own, then they are not mechuyev b'tashlumim altogether, because the Torah doesn't mechayev anybody b'tashlumim when he can't pay. The Torah is only mechayev someone who can pay, but somebody who doesn't have any money, so is not mechuyev tashlumim. But the Havamini of the Gemara knew very well, as Rav Griga points out, that Eved and Isho are oser and the love of Lissig Nevu. So how could the Gemara ask the Kashi, how can you say that is Elamiato Imalish of Evetsu Gambali Lav Mechiyuveni? They're not Mechiyuve in the Chiyuv Tashlumim, but they are Mechiyuve in the Iser of Gneve. Some Mele, we say Ein Shliach L'Vavere. So Tesis Teretz is that here the Kashi is not, since we have two reasons as to why ein shlech l'mavir. One reason is because of divrei Aravi, divrei Talmi, divrei Mishem. The other reason is the alfuse. Why do we need two reasons? The answer is, if we take notice of the Mishnah Vovakame, so understand as to why we have to resort to two reasons as to why in Shliach
L'Baraver.
This
resorts to two reasons?
Yeah. Divrei Rav and the Yalfuse from Shkutei Chutz. The Mishnah Bavakame Daf Ayin Tes Amud Aleph. One of Yeshus HaBailim V'tova Chumocha Chutz Mirishusom Oy Shekonaf Chutz Mirishusom V'tova Chumocha Bershusom Oy Shekonaf V'tova Umocha Chutz Mirishusom Mishalim Tashlumi Arba V'chamish Because the Ganef has to make a Kinyan. So if it was Chutz Mirishusom, so he made a Kinyan. And Mitzicha is not effective Bishus HaBailim, so it's Potter. Higbiei o Yitzie Mishus HaBailim Umeis is Chayv Nosne li Pchires Bnei Oy li Bal Chayv Lishimachinum li Sheol Nishisocho O li Seicher Voyomeishche Umeis Bishus HaBailim Potter. So there are two perushim in Rashi. When it says "Hoyo meishchei v'yeitzei meshus b'sabaylim," nosnei lipcheres bnei. Who is the neitzei? Whether the balabais or the ganim. The first loshnei Rashi is that the neitzei lipcheres bnei oylikayin. I mean, or to the sheol nishesocha was the bailim. And the second lashon is that the nesein was the ganim. So the first lashon Rashi says, "Nosne biolof lepchiras nei likayin beis loyim shel pidin aben lishnachine nosne ganof lepchiras nei vinosne lishom bimokim shikom velishemer chinum lishoy." Hoya meishche yakein oy balchev. Oy Hashemir, umeiz b'shus b'alim potra ganef mitlum, v'losh nachine ikia, that it's not the b'alim is the neisein, but the ganef is the neisein. Ha'chayev a ganef koi, dimchayev ganef v'kien shluchov, di b'neis nibolov mai chayev, nei di sheil motzalimeima chayev onzen, ala shor shomren, Michaev Mesikidarko, Vedli Gavikeen, Ubalchev, Michaev of Turike, Hefset Veloyev Sit Miboyer. So Tay says, decides like the second Loshin Rash. Nostin Lipreas Meil Balchev, Aci Loshin Shapirish Bekundres, Da Balim Koye Rochik made, Hodesh Etzorch Leforeish, Loshin Shemes Bipshe. The loy kuch evei the loshin chiyuv uptur lishayach apchiras nei ubalchei vitzorich litreis dim shmachine nokat chiyuv uptur vei di bisefte katone hitviel inosne lipchiras nei mashma da ganef koi di abayli matzorich hagvoi vodi deyu vei di raya di maise masnisim bigmore ayibaye diktone Tiknu, Aibaye di Tiknu Mishiras Bishomrim, Iefsha, Liashva, Lahai Lishne, according to the first Pshat Narashi, Lifima Shapir Forsh Bigmar, Viloshinacher Shapiris Bikundres, Nosne Aganev Lipres, Nehuika, Dimishaev Aganev Bimshirasani, Vim Tema, Monefshach. If the Nesin is the Ganev, so the Ganev made the Shliach. to make a kinyan in stolen things, so it's in shliach da avere. Why is the ganef chayv? Amay mechayv mishich vo in shliach da avere. V'yesh leima de hanelu yade de osel yode biyisure. Elosvurin shohoyu shalei. ובין ללישנים פורש וכמד ממציאה תיימד אין שליח ואווירה מן שליח בחיובהו ודיבר הרב דיבר תלמידים משיימין ובין ללישנים דיבוי עוביד דיבוי לא עוביד אין שייך לכאן דהוסה מן ידע שהשליח יעביר אבל כאן ידע הוא שייקח מאחר שהוא סובר שהוא שלי So Taisa says that if the Shliach is a Shege, he doesn't know that the Mishalach stole the Chayfetz. He thinks that the Chayfetz belongs to the Mishalach, so then the Shliach is not there. Because we cannot say Bach Yuve, since the Ganef is a Shege, he doesn't know that the Shliach, that the Mishalach is a Ganef. He thinks that the Mishalach, that the Chayfetz belongs to the Mishalach. And Meili is not shayach to say, Iboy Ovid, Iboy Eloy Ovid, because since he thinks that the Chayfetz belongs to Baal HaBayis, why shouldn't he fulfill the Shlichas of Baal HaBayis? It's only a courtesy to do what the Baal HaBayis asks. Now, so I think that's the reason as to why Teisves explains the Gemara here on the basis of the Alfusi, not on the basis of Divrei Aravi, Divrei Atalmi, Divrei Mishem, because of the Gemara's Kashi, El Meato, Hoim El Eved V'Isho Tzivi Ginv, Hochaname, Dimechayev Shelchon. So Abitriya's Kashi is true, the Havamin of the Gemara was that by Eved V'Ishos, if they don't have any money, so they're not Mechayev Rishalim, the Torah does not Mechayev somebody Rishalim if he can't pay. But the Gemara and the Havamin knew very well that they are Bach Yuve in the Israel of Rishik Nevo, Eved V'Ishos are not allowed to steal. So why does Gemara ask? They're not Bnei Chiyuve. The answer is, as far as Divrei Arav, the Sfore of Ein Shliach L'Vaaver is concerned, so then, the Gemara's Kashi is, Ha'im El Eved V'Isho Tzuvi Ginvu, not that he tells them to steal, but he tells them, I have a chayfetz. I left a chayfetz in that person's sode. You pick it up from me. So even though Loshna Gemara is so beginning, but not that he tells them explicitly, you steal, it's not my chayfetz. The Gemara's kasha is from the case where the Mishalach says to the Eved V'Isho, I have a chayfetz, Pirshus Pleini, you pick it up for me and bring it back to me. And that, Bimtzias, happens to be a gneve. So, Mele, from the perspective of Divrei Arav, Divrei Talmud, Divrei Mishem, it's not shayach to say he cannot become a shliach on Divrei Avir. He doesn't even know that it's stolen. He thinks he's picking up a chayfetz that belongs to Baal HaBayis. But from the perspective of the Gezeiras HaKosuv, the Alfuse from Shchut Yechutz, or from Yile Utfiche, that is Shnei Ksuvim Aboim Keachot, so it's a limud the other way, that only by Yile Utfiche, so there is Shlich Ba'avere, but another in Yonim, so Zein Shlich Ba'avere, so even though the Shliach doesn't know that it's stolen, but since B'mtzias it's stolen, so Mele we say ein Schlich Lavere. Not from the point of view of the Arav der Tamnishemi, but from the point of view of the Zeres HaKosov. So Mele, the Mishalach should be Chayev. Should be Chayev. Because since the Shliach doesn't know since the Shliach doesn't know that it's stolen, some mele, we cannot say divrei harav divrei talmid mishemin, but we can apply the gzeiras hakosuv of in shliach laver. So anyway, from this, the second pshat in Rashi, in Bavakamet of Haintes, and the pshat by Teisves and all Rishenim, because all Rishenim reject the first pshat in Rashi, that Nosne refers to the barley, and they all say, and if Rashi himself rejects the first pshat, so we see a chiddush that even when that one can become mechuyev ziganef and be mechuyev be careful, even if he doesn't know, even if he doesn't know, because the only reason as to why the mishalach is chayev, because the shliach, since he doesn't know, is not a bachayuve and it's not a boy of it, a boy loy of it, but otherwise the shliach could be mechuyev kefil. Why should he be mechuyev kefil? After all, he doesn't know it's stolen. So is a sheyik is potter of misel malkes, but sheyik is not potter of knas. So mele is chayev kefil. Now the Gemara says here, Rav Shomer Omar, heicha amrinu in shliach v'ravere, heicha di boyovi di boyoloyovi, aval chotza di balkorcha meisibo, mechayev shilche. So then, the Mishalach is chayev. My binai, between Rabbinis Teretz, that in shliach v'ravere is based upon Bachayuve, and Rav Shomer Teretz, that is based upon the boy of it, the boy of it. Ike binaye ken domale li Yisrael, tsei vi kadesh li isho kusha. If ken tells Yisrael, bim kadesh and isho kusha from me. Iname ish domale li isho, akti li kota. So, this Gemara is Rishonim point out, it accords with the shite of Ravune in Nozer Daf Nun Zayin. The question is whether a nishe is muzeres to be makif the reish of a cotton or even of a god. So Ravune says, now let's see the Gemara in Nozer. The Mishnah says that nun zayin omid alef in Nozir shnei nizirim shomar lo en echot royisi echot mikem shenitmo v'ni yidei ha'izem mikem. If two nizirim, another person says, I saw one of you became tamei, but I don't know who. So one is another tamei and one is another toy. Now, Inozatoya has to bring a korban, and Inozatome has to bring a korban. שממילא מדלכין ומבין קובן תומי. So in a Zatoya, after he counted the Mian and Nisires, so he has to meet Aleach. He has to bring the Korban and the Bim with Aleach. And a Zatome also, so has to count, if he became Tome Elim, so he has to count 7 days and make Hazoye on the third day and the seventh day. And then he has to be Migalach. And then he has to start counting the Minyan Nisires Bitare. So here, Reuven and Shimon, one of them is in Ozotome, and one of them is in Ozotoya. But we don't know who is in Ozotoya, who is in Ozotome. So, Migalchin Mevin Kobm Tume Vikobm Tare. Weimer. Im ani hu tomei, Reuven says, if I am the tomei, I have to bring the korban, korban tumi shali, vi korban tare shaloch. Vim ani hu atoeir, korban tare shali, vi korban tumi shaloch. Vi sefri shleishim yeim, umi vim korban tare. Veim erim ani hu atomei, korban tumi shali, vi korban tare shaloch. Vi ze korban tarosi. Wie man nie atoia, kommen Tare Schali, wie kommen Tumi Schaloch, wie sie kommen Tarosach. So die Gemorre darf nun sein, um mit Beis, es sie Kaschen. Mit Dauchen und Wien, so how can they both be mit Aleach? Wa mai Dilme laft meininu, because of the coffee. In other words, one of them is not Tomei. So if he's not Tomei, he has to count 30 days and then bring the Korbanos and then be Migaleach. But right now, before he counted 30 days, so he's not allowed to be Migaleach. So, because the coffee, Omar Shmuel, Beisha, in other words, the Mishnah's reference to the case where the two Nisirim, where one of them is a Nozer Pitume and the other one a Nozer Bitare, has reference to the case where the two Nisires are Noshim or Ktanim. So a Nisha certainly can be Mikavon Nisires upon herself. And the Kotnif is a Mufla Somoch Reish. Some Mele, he can be Mikavon Nisires, but he is not Muzer on the Isar of Hakofi, and the Nisho is not Muzer on the